This evening is the Parsha of Tzitzis, which happens to be in Shlach. The end of the psukim that I found on page number one, psukim that we're very familiar with, that Moshe Rabbeinu is instructed by Hashem, Dabel b'Yisrael v'yamartu alehem v'yasu lahem tzitzis al kantei b'dehem v'darosam v'nasnu al tzitzis hakanop sil techeles, and the subsequent psukim. So we've shown them have a lot of discussion whether there are two separate mitzvahs when we talk about tzitzis. Namely, there's one mitzvah called lavan u'tcheles. It's one mitzvah. And it's one mitzvah counted the minyan mitzvahs. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Rambam actually, when he had in his Hakama to Hilchot Tzitzis, if you look at page number two, in the Lata Koteret of the Rambam, so he writes very clearly, Mitzvah Aseh Achad, Vuhu Lassos, Tzitzis Al-Kafi Aksus, Ubi Mitzvah Zoh, Biprokim Elum. The Rambam indicates that there's one mitzvah. Beyond that, the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, also found on page number two, I underlined it. Rambam says over there, Pavel Bishay Nechad Mehem Makev Yishchavero, Ein Anshtei Mitzvos. Talking about Lava Lutcheles, the Rambam indicates it's not two separate mitzvahs, so the mitzvah say achas. Omru chachamim harishonim, v'hoyo lachem letzitzis melameh, sheshneim mitzvah achas. The Rambam indicates, both in the Koteret and the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah itself, tells us that it is one mitzvah. And the Rambam also, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is found on page number one, in Mitzvah Yudalid, on the bottom of the page, the Rambam says, He should tivonu lasos tzitzis, vu amoro yisale v'osu lehem tzitzis, v'nosnu al tzitzis hakonav, ve'eino nimneis b'shnei mitzos. The Rambam is very clear. We don't count these two as separate mitzvahs. V'yachol b'sho ikar etzlein v'atcheles eino makeves salovon, v'alovon eino makeves atcheles. So that would seem to indicate that they're two separate, two independent entities. Sherinema v'sifrei yachol shen shnei mitzvot, Mitzvah Tchela du Mitzvah Slovon, which would seem to be reflected in that statement in the Mishnah that the Rambam quotes. Tamaloma says the Rambam, V'oyo lachem letzitzis, mitzvah achati v'engo shnei mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah and not two separate mitzvahs. So the Rambam is very clear in three different places. But the Rambam underscores the fact that even though one might have thought that these are two separate mitzvahs, it's counted as one mitzvah. Now, obviously, other Rishonim are going to be cholik on this, and they're going to assume that Lavan and Tcheles are two separate mitzvahs. You might argue, what's a nafkamina, whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. Yesh b'zeh makom l'dun. I'm not going to discuss that right now, but just make a general statement. The Chafetz Chaim and many other early Achronim and Rishonim that preceded the Chafetz Chaim, they wrote, each one wrote their own Sefer HaMitzvahs, based on the Gemara, the Emma Makis, the Tayag Mitzvahs Nemel of Moshe Nisinai. And the Shach writes in his Akdama to a Sefer, Poel Tzedek, that he noticed that people are not so careful to have the Tayag Mitzvahs Shguro B'fihem. And the Shach feels, and that's what the Chafetz Chaim writes as well, and many Rishonim felt that way. And the Shach based it on the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, I see the Torah should tishtakach me Yisrael. The love of the work of Sukkim, Torah Chas V'Shalom is going to be forgotten and called Yisrael. And therefore, that's why each one of the Momi HaMitzvahs decided to listader tamitzvot, to go ahead and put them in order, in order that each one of us will be familiar with all the entire mitzvahs. Of course, if we have to know all the different genre of Sifrei HaMitzvahs, and there's so many and so many different counts, that can take a lifetime plus. But whatever the case is, I'm not going to discuss right now the nafkamina, one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. However, this is a big machlokes of Rishonim with reference to this question, whether we're talking about one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, and if you are familiar with there's a whole full Mishnah that are very well known in terms of, on page number four, you'll look at the Mishnayos I quoted there. The whole slew of Mishnayos on page number four of the handout, they are Mishnayos talking. You have two Pashas in the Mezuzah that are mocking each other. Abra Pasha Shebetzilin Makva Zo Zo, And then, together with that, you have also Shiva Kinyan Menorah, Machva Zorazo, Shiva Nerosera, Machva Zorazo. However, the Mishnah points out, as I just mentioned a moment ago, that when it comes to Tchelus and Lavan, that here these are two items that are not makiv each other. But the Rambam, as I said, is very clear in his position, in his presentation. And the Rambam assumes that somehow we don't count this as two mitzvahs, even though the Mishnah writes in Menachos that Tchelus ain't a makiv b'salavan, v'alavan ain't a makiv b'satchelus. There's a bit of a problem with the language of the Rambam. If you look at the language of the Rambam in the Pirshah Mishnayos in Menachos, so there the Rambam uses different types of language. If you look on page number 4, you'll see what I'm referring to. On page number 4, the Rambam, when he quotes that Mishnah in the upper right-hand corner, that Atchelas enim akeles salobam, v'alobam enim akeles atchelas. So there the Rambam expresses it in the following way. He says, v'da, ki atchelas v'alobam avmishen enim makim ze'ezeh, harei shneim yachad mitzvah achas, lo shtei mitzvahs. Rambam says, we're not talking about two mitzvahs. Rambam is consistent with the Shita. And then right away, he contrasted with the mitzvah of tefillin. Because if you look again in the Mishnah, in the fourth paragraph of Menachos, the Mishnah tells us there are two separate mitzvahs of tefillin. One shal yad and one shal rosh. Tefillah shal yad, enem akeva shal rosh. The shal rosh, enem akeva shal yad. So right away, the Rambam writes in Pirshah Mishnayos, he points out, he says, abo tefillah shal yad v'shal rosh harein shnei mitzvahs. And that's also found in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Take a look again on page number 1. Above the Mitzvah of Tzitzis and Mitzvah Yud Gimel, where the Rambam tells you about tefillin. So he writes over there that the Haraya al Hayot Tefillin Shalosh V'Shayat Shtei Mitzvah Amram B'Gemara. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. Al Tzad HaTeimra, that anyone who might think otherwise, Mimi Sheyachshav Shal Tefillin Shalosh the Shalyad, lo yunach echemahem bilti ha'acher. Is it possible that the Gemara says that if I only am able to fulfill one, I should not fulfill neither? No. The halacha is if I can only put on the Shalyad, I put on the Shalyad. If I can only put on the Shalosh, I put on the Shalosh. And he Rambam quotes the language of the Gemara in Menachos. Elam yushteim yachad ma'am azel ha'shono. This is what the Gemara says. Ma'am delech le'shtei mitzvahs chod ha'mitzvah lo'levi. If the person is not able to do two mitzvahs, namely the shalyad and the shalosh, he shouldn't do any of them. Klomar, mishalo yuchah alasot shtei mitzvah lo yaseh ha'achat, okay. Al yaseh ha'mitzvah, Hashem is damna. Ulefigach yaniach ezem em, she is damna. Whichever of the two one can fulfill, that's what one should do. Ina yizbar lechash shekar letzil shalyad the shalosh, shtei mitzvahs. So the Rambam says clearly when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin is different than the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis constitutes one mitzvah, even though halavim v'atzelus enim akim ze'ezeh, mashen kein tefillin, the Rambam says there, we assume that we're talking about two separate mitzvahs. So this is going to be a bit of the discussion that we're going to have. But going back to the Rambam, in the Pirshah Mishnayos in the Nachas, so again, we started by reading the language of the Rambam, it's on page number 4. But the Rambam says clearly, tzil, shayad, and shalosh are two separate mitzvahs, and therefore, the Rambam indicates that that's the case when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin. When it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzit, it's one mitzvah, not two. But now look in the upper left-hand corner of the Rambam. There the Rambam, on page number 4, also Pirshah Mishnayos in Menachos, he writes, mitzvah tzitzit koleles shnei tziguyim. The mitzvah of tzitzit has it in two different commands. Ha'echad sheyu tzitzio b'kanfei aksus, v'hu amoro v'asu lehem tzitzit al kanfei b'gdeyim. So some ask a stira in the Rambam. They claim that the Rambam initially said that tchelus v'alavon, even though they're not makim ze'ezeh, it's one mitzvah. And then the Rambam says that we're talking about two separate tzibuyim. Now, it could be there's no stira. In general, whenever there's a stira in the Rambam, especially if there's a stira between the Rambam and Pirshah Mishnayos and the Rambam and Yerach HaZoka, it's a double yadua, the Beis Yosef writes in Yerodea. In Siman Reis Tzadik Dalet, he points out, if there's a stira between the Rambam and Mishnah Torah and the Rambam and Pirshah Mishnayos, so there's no question with Somech on the Mishnah Torah. The Pirush HaMishnayos was written earlier. It was not written as a sefer of Psach. It was written more as a sefer of Pirush on the Mishnayos. And therefore, there's no question that the Rambam there was not interested in being Mavar of the Halacha, but in the Yad HaZokha, that's his interest. The Rambam is Koveh Masreim Halacha, so we're going to follow what the Rambam says very clearly in Mishnah Torah. This is also mentioned as well by not just the Beis Yosef, but it's mentioned actually by the Radvaz, it's mentioned by Rabbi Nachum Azari and Bipano, many Gedolim, Masumadom, Parshas, that the Mishnah Torah is the Sefer Machriya. So that's what we're going to work with. But the main issue that emerged now from this initial discussion is that there's obvious distinction between Tefillin and Tzitzis. Now, when it comes to Tzitzis, the Rambam assumes that even though Halom Batchelos Enem Akim Zeh Zeh, we're talking about one mitzvah, and yet when it comes to Tefillin, the Rambam says very clearly there are two separate dinim of Tefillin. Now, one could say very simply that in a Balabatish way, to be miyashiv the distinction between Tefillin and Tzitzis, that it seems fairly evident, even in terms of the context of the Pesukim. The Pesuk says, V'ayolos al yodcha, that's one segment. U'totov ben inecha is another segment. And these are two separate segments, and never the twain shall meet. We don't necessarily have to assume that it's somehow one of the same, that they merge. There's a mitzvah shal yad, a mitzvah shal rosh, and the Rambam proves it from the language of the Gemara of the Nachos. But beyond that, we know that Chelus and Lavan is Shazur in one Begin. We're talking about that the weaving, the Ariga, the Tzitzis is together. So physically here we're talking about two separate Batim, and there we're talking about one Begin. So one could say in a very Balabatish way that you could understand why the Mitzvah Tzitzis is essentially one Mitzvah. Mashenkin Tefillin, two separate Batim, two separate sets of physical items, that would automatically constitute two separate mitzvahs. The problem is that even in the Pasuk, though, we also have two segments. If you read the Pasuk in Shlach over here that we read today, the Torah says, the Asu lam tzitzis al kanfei bigdeyem, that's one halacha, v'nasu al tzitzis al kanfei psil duchei, that's the second halacha. So one could also argue there are two segments. And therefore the mitzvah should really be counted as two. And as I said, the Rambam in Perek Dalet Tefillin, as we mentioned a moment ago, so if you take a look at that Rambam, in page number 2, the lower left-hand corner, here the Rambam says very clearly, Paskin Zalocha, in Perek Dal Alocha Dalin, he tells you, Tfilo Sharosh, Eina Makeva Shalyad, the Shalyad, Eina Makeva Sharosh, Bnei Shehem, Shtei Mitzvos, Zova Atzma, Bezova Atzma, even though the language of the Mishnah and the Melachos that the Rambam is citing is parallel to the same language that's used by Lavan and Teles, just like the Mishnah says, Halavan, Eina Makeva Sateles, similarly, the Mishnah writes over there, again, in Menachos, that you undoubtedly are familiar with, that there also we assume that, as on the top of page 4, the second item mentioned in the Mishnah Menachos, after Tcheles and Lavan, it says, Tfilo Shel Yad, Eina Makeva Shel Rosh, the Shel Rosh, Eina Makeva Shel Yad. So the Rambam is simply citing the Mishnah Menachos. And here he takes it as another poshut that Tefillin constitutes two separate mitzvahs, and therefore the Rambam Akvim zu et zu, Mashen, and it comes to the tzitzis, even though the Lashon of the Mishnah is exactly the same, Halavan and Makvim Satchelas, Satchelas and Makvim Satchelas, yet the Rambam says that that constitutes one mitzvah. So this is a question that many, many ask already. Why does the Rambam Mechalik between tzitzis and Tefillin? And as I mentioned a moment ago, there are all kinds of slurs that one could say. Now, again, speaking in a very Balabatisha kind of fashion, one could also suggest that essentially this Mishnah that tells us the din of Ikuv is one chelek ma'akiv and the other chelek. If I were to read that Mishnah, I would say the two mitzvahs are definitely identical. There should be no distinction between the two. That any mitzvah that consists of a number of chalokim, a mitzvah that consists of a number of parts, so if it's one mitzvah, say, that's what the Mishnah wrote also, as I mentioned earlier, on page number 4, Shnei Kipsi Atzeres, Shnei Sira Yom Kippurim, Shiras Kenei Menorah, all them are Ma'akim Zeh Zeh. That's the Gemara Menachos, and Chav Zayin, and Chav Ches. The Menorah is one mitzvah. And all the other items that are Ma'akim Zeh Zeh are constituted, they essentially constitute one mitzvah. You can't say that it's not Ma'akim, and you should only do a part of the mitzvah. chatzi mitzvah lav klum. There's no such thing lechora as doing a chatzi mitzvah. Whenever I have a mitzvah that the chalokim are not ma'akev, zeh like tefillin, each chedek is a separate mitzvah. So the question, of course, is: so why is there a distinction between tefillin and, on the one hand, the Rambam counts it as two separate mitzvahs, and lavan and chelas, the Rambam counts as one mitzvah. This sograyim, I'll mention that this din of chatzi shir, let's say, when it comes to mitzvahs of achila. Let's say a person has only a half a gezeis of matzah. So the Achronim wrote it, bring down that there's no obligation, there's no chiyah to eat a chatzi shir. It's true. When it comes to Yisurim, the Gemara and Yuma has a machlokes of Yehuda Reish Lakish. We pass from the Amokha chatzi shir osam and Torah. You now have to eat a chatzi shir shel isa. However, when it comes to a mitzvah, namely to perform a mitzvah with a chatzi shir, a mitzvah saseh, that certainly would not be the case. So I heard many, many years ago from my Rebbe, Agoyim Nisim Albert Datzal, he pointed out actually a fascinating aside, if you don't mind. The Gemara has in Makkos and Daf Yud, the Gemara there tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the three cities of the three Ari Miklon and Eva Yardin are not going to be collate till the three in Eretz Canaan are going to be chosen. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu decide? He said, Bechozo, mitzvah, Shabbat, the Yod, and Kaimena. Sounds like that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be Mekayim even a Chatzi Mitzvah. But the question is, how could that possibly be? So the answer to that Kasha, the Kasha is not really a question, because this din of Chatzi Shir is only a din with the Halacha of Shiurim. That Chatzi Shir, also in the Torah, with the din of a Shir, a Kezayis. Ein Achila of Chutzah B'Kezayis. So there, if you eat a Chatzi Shir Shal Isar, you'll be over. You won't be punished, but you'll be over. There's an Isar, there's an Avera. Mashen came, when it comes to a mitzvah say of achila, you have to eat a kezayis of matzah. But regarding the mitzvah of arimikwa, there's no din of shirim over there. But still, there's a kind of chatzi mitzvah. And the reason why my Rebbe suggested that, he quoted actually midrashim, there's a medrash that writes actually in Dvarim Rabbah, the medrash says that, on the pasuk of, the pasuk says that, Oyim kesev lo yizbar kesev, the pasuk in Koheles. So, Oyim kesev lo yizbar kesev, is essentially understood by Chazal, Mishohev mitzvos en sover min ha-mitzvos. And it refers the Medrash to David HaMelech and to Moshe Rabbeinu. David HaMelech was told by Hashem, Tzukim Adivir HaYomim, that he's not going to build the Beit HaMikdash. So what did David do? He decided to be mezarez himself and to do all the achana that was required in order to build the Beit HaMikdash. Even though ultimately the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built by his son, by Shlomo. And so too Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Hashem told him, Lo tavor at ha-yardin hazeh, you're not going to cross the Yardin, you're not entering Eretz Yisrael. Moshe said, Afrish lahem ori mikla, let me at least set aside ori mikla. So Chazal apparently compare David HaMelech to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu to David, and by David it says he made all the preparations necessary for the Binyan HaMikdash. So therefore, essentially what Moshe Rabbeinu did was something of a similar nature. Even setting aside the three cities in Eretz Yardin was done as a chana for the mitzvah. So that's apparently considered to be, if you will, in some respects, in the Lashon of the Medrash is mitzvah shebo b'yavi akamena. So again, what mitzvah? It's not yet chal till the Ari Mitzvah, even though he was mafrish earlier, it's not chal till the end of Eretz Yisrael. So apparently some sort of achana for the mitzvah. And the reason why my Rebbe pointed this out, because he said there's a Rambam. A Rambam Pirush HaMishnah is the Peridalon of Pirkei Avos and Mishnah Beis. So the Rambam uses the language of that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he set aside the three Ari Mikra Be'eva HaYadein, what was he Mekayein? Chatzi Mitzvah. Wow. Allah Shana Rambam. In Pirush HaMishnah is in Avos. The Rambam says he was Mekayein Chatzi Mitzvah. What's that? What's the nature of that kind of a statement? Okay, one might argue the Rambam wrote the Pirush HaMishnah is in Arabic, and it was translated. Maybe the translation was not so meduyak, but the Lashon HaRambam is very striking. Chatzi Mitzvah. And, okay, I just, all this was mentioned simply, Derech Agav. But, again, we're going back to the original question. And the original question is, what's the distinction between Tefillin and Tzitzis? Why is it that when it comes to the Mitzvah Tzitzis, the Rambam says it's Mitzvah Achas, and yet when it comes to the Mitzvah Tefillin, the Rambam counts it as two separate Mitzvahs?
The issue of Ari Miklat was suggested by Tzitzis. One who does not wear tchilas would be Mekayim a Chatzi Mitzvah, according to the Rambam? this Lashon of Chatzi Mitzvah?
I mean, again, I think that the language of the Rambam, I don't think one can be medayed from that Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos and Avos for all kinds of reasons. So the concept of Chatzi Mitzvah is almost a non-starter. There is no such concept. It doesn't exist. As I said, you can speak about in the era of Isurin of Chatzi Shir, that's based on the Gemara of Yochanan Reish Lakish, but Chatzi Mitzvah, there's no such being, no such chetza. It's not something that we can even connect to or relate to. But I just want to point out one other very significant matter. As I mentioned earlier, when we quoted the Rambam, Rambam is primarily based on a lashon of the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara right away asks this question: is it possible for one to only be mekayim the tefillin shel yad, not tefillin shel rosh, or vice versa? You're not going to do it. So the Rambam, based on that Gemara, came from the Maskana that clearly tefillin is considered to be two separate mitzvahs. But the problem is, as I said, that it would seem offhand, and the other Rishonim actually, the Bahag, in the mitzvah of tefillin, counts actually the mitzvah of tefillin as one mitzvah in the Minyan Tanyag, which is, of course, one would say, unusual for the Bahag. The Bahag has thousands of mitzvahs, and the Rambam, I would say, half the Sefer HaMitzvahs is devoted to an attack on the Bahag. That besides the fact that the question whether the Gemara Makkos to be understood literally, that's what the Rambam deals in the Hagdamah, to Sefer HaMitzvahs, to his parish, when the Gemara says, Tanya HaMitzvahs, Nemel Moshe Misinai, is that Gemara to be taken literally after 613? Oh no, it could be that there are 613 major categories, a lot of subcategories. This is a lot of discussion in the Ramban, the Rambam. The Ramban defends the Bahag. He has thousands of mitzvahs, thousands. He counts their Chanukah, and when the Gemara darshins in Bava Metzia, the Gemara darshins that there are many, many mitzvahs that seemingly are the Rabbanim, for example, the Rambam, we know, included all these mitzvahs under one heading, under one umbrella, v'hatharach kamocha. Let's say, nichama reilu mebiku chaylu machmasu kalon avayas ames. A long litany of mitzvahs. The Rambam says, the maisa mitzvahs, the rabbonim, it could be the kibbutz and kibbutz araisa. V'hatharach kamocha, the Rambam interprets it in nichas aveilus. The Rambam says, the way a person would like to be treated by others, that's how I should treat them. But the maisa mitzvahs, the din rabbonim, the Gemara has a smachtas, all kinds of sukkim that the Gemara links these mitzvahs to. And the Baha'i counts every one of them as a separate mitzvah, and on. Again, when it comes to tefillin, amazingly, here it counts both shel yad and shel rosh as one mitzvah. That's something striking. And mitzvah of tzitzit as well, there's also one mitzvah, pashup shah, one could say, because of the mishnah melachot that we began with. Just like a lovin, in the makim is hatcheles, hatcheles in the makim is talovim. So obviously the assumption is that it's all one. So too, by tefillin, exactly the same lashon is used. It's all one. There's no distinction between that tzitzis and tefillin. No distinction between the two. But there's a well-known Rambam, and this is the Rambam I just want to read, if you don't mind. Namely, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam has a long arichus on this topic in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Rambam actually, and the Rambam of course has hasagas on this Rambam. So you take a look at page number 4, the bottom of the page, it goes on 4, and again number 5, and then you have the Hasagas of the Ramban going on to page 6. I'll just try to summarize briefly the language of the Ramban. We'll read some of it if you don't mind, and show shit off. Actually, if you have a Sefer HaMitzvahs, I have two different genres of Sefer HaMitzvahs, an old one from decades ago, and a new one from Harav Shevel, Zechen Levracha, who edited and was published by Masada Rav Kook. So this Rambam and the Ramban, the Hasoga, is found in two different places. In my old Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's found in Shorosh Tes, and here in the new Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's found in Shorosh Gedalov. But it's exactly the same issue. So the Rambam writes here on page number 4. Hashorosh HaYudal Shein Roi, the Rambam says, we don't count Chelki HaMitzvah, Cheli, Cheli, B'nei Atzmo. Sheyiyah HaMekubetz Mehem Mitzvah Acha. You don't count it Pamayim. And the Rambam says, he had many mitzvahs that have many chalokim, such as Lulav, Dalad Minim. So the Torah tells us to take Ulakasim Chem by Yomarisha, Priyat Toga, Kapos Tamarim, Anafi Sabos, the Avi Nochal. And you don't count each one as a mitzvah of the Asma. The Visha'elu Kulam Chelki Amitzvah. Ki Utsiva, the Kapsum, the Acharei Kapsum, Tia Mitzvah, the Kichat HaKol, Biyad, Biyom Yodua. You're supposed to take all four. And the Rambam says all four, even though seemingly there are four different elements, they constitute one mitzvah. And the Rambam goes on to give many examples. For example, Mitzorah, that there's a whole process to the Tara, Samatora, Shtei Tziporin, Eserev, Ezo, Shiv Talas, Mayim Chayim, Klicheres, you can count each one as a seven mitzvah. And Ram says, no. Avot Tara, Samatora, Mitzvah Achad, Bechol Tareha. It's one mitzvah that has many components, but it's all one yisod, one idea. And all the other components are halokim of this one mitzvah, which is Tara, Samatora. Going on to page 5.
I'm troubled by his comparison to Dalminim. If I... For a reason, I couldn't get a hold of one of the minim. I only have 3 minim. I'm not makayim mitzvah, correct? There's no mitzvah.
That you're 100% correct. But again, why? That is a pasha mechilik, you could say. But Ram gives many other examples. You'll take a look at the...
I understand. But as far as this example, if I had tzitzis without tchelis, I assume that I'm makayim the mitzvah. Whereas the dalaminim, if I'm missing my ravos, then I'm not makayim mitzvah.
Good, that's a pasha dechilik, because of the distinction between them, I'm asking to you. But I just want to get at what the Rambam's kalavot is. He tries to formulate some sort of a principle in order to help us understand this. So he writes further on page number 5, the top of the page, after he goes through the Mitzorah, and more or less he tries to then, in the middle, he says, V'zeh ha-shoresh dak lo'hobin ma'od, v'ovin dakuto zeh sha'asapeh lecha. He said this distinction is very subtle, very nuanced. And the Ram goes on to say, "Shekom Hashemu Chazal, she'adav ra'afloni ra'afloni ma'akim zeh zeh. Hinei mabua shu mitzvah achat b'odalu minin shebelulav lechem apanim in levon ozaka. That all the items lechem apanim bazicha ra'akim zeh zeh. Hinei mabua shu mitzvah achat. So the Ram says, "Zochein kol ma sheid ba'erecha she'tachlita b'mukash lo yagir lechelik echad mi'atan achalakim. Hinei mabua ki b'tzam hu anyan ha'nimne ma'akrat ha'metzara." And the Rambam says exactly, Rabbi Feinberg, what you indicated. Sheilu hayu gadar frumim below parar osho below atal safam below karat tamei. Then of course he wasn't the kind of mitzvah. You need all the elements. However, the Rambam says makom hakoshi. The difficulty is the lashon of the Mishnah in Medachas. Namely, it says ein makom zeh zeh ki ha'ol every machshava. One would think ki achash ein lachalokim cholek meir bilti tarf chaveiro. That since each item is a separate line item. The Rambam says, what is the obvious conclusion? That would seem to indicate, the Rambam says pretty clearly, that it's all considered to be each one a separate item, a separate component. Confronted by conflicting desiderata. On the one hand, halav v'atzeres en makom zeh zeh. Sounds like it's two separate items. On the other hand, we have the mechilta that says v'ha'yo lachem v'tzitzis. Says the mechilta mitzvah achas. Ve'enem shnei mitzvah. He requires v'ha'yo lachem. So now he tries to resolve it, and he tries to formulate a principle. What's the principle? Says the Rambam. Sh'afilu achalokim she'en makom zeh zeh. That even though you have a situation where you have two separate halakim that are not ma'akev, as the Mishnah writes in Menachos, both vis-a-vis tzitzis and vis-a-vis tzilin, says the Rambam, yiu mitzvah achas when? Kishayiyah ha'inyon echad. Wow, what a statement. What does that mean? Well, it's one inyon. Ki ha'kavon of tzitzis, what's the one inyon in tzitzis? L'man tizkiru, as we just read, and the psukim on page number 1 indicate. What did the pasuk say at the end? The Torah tells us that the man tizkiru ba'atisim is called mitzvotzai v'yisem kedoshim le'lo keichem. So what's the whole idea of tzitzis? Zechira. That's the inyan of zechira. It's one inyan. And therefore, since it's one inyan, says the Rambam, ki ha'kavona b'tzitzis l'man tizkiru ken kolal ha'davar ha'mechuya b'zikaro gimonem mitzvah achat. It's only one inyan, and therefore it's one mitzvah. That's not our interest. But we take that Mishnah, and even though the Lashon of the Mishnah is that Lulav is the Lavan is not Ma'akev Tcheles and Tcheles is not Ma'akev Lavan, Rambam says we disregard that Mishnah. That Mishnah would seem to indicate, would tell us that basically we have two separate issues. There's Lavan, there's Tcheles. We have Tzul Shayah, Tzul Shavosh. Rambam says we disregard that. That's not the criteria. What is the criteria? We have to determine, is it inyan echad or kama inyanim? How many inyanim are involved? So the Rambam says, we reference the tzitzis, there's one inyan. What inyan is that? Zechira. U'schadim is kol mitzvah Hashem. And that's how the Rambam ends, essentially, this particular section. Comes the Ramban, and the Ramban goes to town First of all, it's very difficult to understand the Rambam, even the simple pshat in the Rambam. How do you determine whether something is inyan echad or shnein yonim? It's almost impossible. I can give you a long list. I'm not going to do that right now. I actually thought a lot about many, many different mitzvahs, and many of them are quite difficult to figure out what is the inyan, and is it one inyan, is it two inyanim? He doesn't really define it carefully, what exactly he meant. In the case of tzitzit, okay, the Rambam found the pasuk "Uschadem is called mitzvah Hashem v'asisim osam," but that's not the discussion I want to have right now. So what I would like to discuss is what I think is something very fundamental and basic, namely the Gemara. Actually, as I mentioned before, that after this Ramban and Rambam, the Gemara actually has a machlokes tanoim. I didn't actually put it on the Marmot Kavos, but the Gemara has a machlokes tanoim. Rebbe and the Chachamim, even though the Mishnah seemed to say very clearly that Lavan and Chelus and Amakim Zezeh, the Gemara quotes the machlokes tanoim regarding this matter. There's an opinion of the Chachamim, which is how we paskin, that they're not Makim Zezeh, and Rebbe says that they are Makim Zezeh. There's a Texas and Menachos and Daf Amechesim of Beis and the Rosh and Simon Zion. They said, according to Rebbe, who says that Ma'akim Zezeh, that means that tzitzit will be one mitzvah. According to the Chachamim who say, Ei Ma'akim Zezeh, it will be two mitzvahs. This is found on page number 6 in the Rosh and Tetzel Menachos, but I'm not going to read it inside. I'm just telling it to you outside. That's the assumption of these Rishonim of the Rosh and Tetzel, that the language of Lavan and Tzelus Ma'akim Zezeh, or Eimim Ma'akim Zezeh, is critical against the Rambam. The Rambam discarded that Lashon of the Mishnah and said, what is the Koveya? The Koveya is the Inyan. If it's one Inyan or two Inyanim. And Taisus and the Rosh and many Rishonim say, no, that's exactly what the Mishnah is out to tell us. But the Mishnah says that Lavan Cheles, Eim Achman Zezem, the Shita of the Chachamim, that means it's two separate mitzvahs. What do they do with the Medrash that the Rambam calls to the Chilta, V'hoyo Lachem B'tzitzis, that it's mitzvah achas? So that goes according to Rebbe. That goes according to the position of Rabbi Nalasi, who says, that's how they understand that medrash. But that only is according to, as I said, according to the Rishonim, who say we pass like Rebbe. But the Rambam paskins explicitly in Perek Aleph Halacha Daled, that we saw before. The Rambam actually paskins in Hilchos Tefillin, in Perek Aleph Halacha Daled, Rabbi Hilchos Tzitzis, like the Chachamim, the Pashas de la Mishnah, that love and chelus ain't a makim zezeh, and yet the Rambam says that the mitzvah of tzitzis is one mitzvah. So that's the question we're trying to address, we're trying to answer, and I'm going to answer it, I think, in a very balabatish fashion. And this yisod I heard from my Rebbe Hagoyin Adnitz from Albert Tatzal many, many years ago. There seems to be a machlokes of Rishonim going back to the Pesukim on page number 1. When the Torah says, the also have tzitzis, I'll come to the dam. That's one statement. And then there's another statement, so everyone agrees that we require chuti laban for tzitzis, hakonof min konof. Rashi writes in Daf Mamechesim Beis, Rashi says over there, it's found actually on page number 6, you can actually see it, in the Rashi in Menachos, Rashi writes over there, ho v'rov talisos lebano seid, v'shal pishtin heng, v'chein b'inam laban dafka. Rashi says most talisos are lavan, are white, and they're made of pishtun. Therefore, you require dafka shalavan. When the Gemara says hakonav min konav, that we darshin according to everybody. Texas writes like that on the Chesam and Allah. But the question is, when the Torah says the second statement, there seems to be two statements here. One statement is, as we pointed out, the obligation of lavan, which is the osulam tzitzis al kantav b'dayim, and now there's a second statement, v'nosnu al tzitzis hakonav sil tzeches. There seem to be two tzibuyim, as we mentioned earlier. Namely, one is obligated to go ahead and put on the kantvi abeged, anafei chutim mimin hakonof chuti alovam. That's one obligation. The second obligation, namely, in the second segment of the pasuk, v'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof sil techeles. And if you look at Lashon HaRambam, Ram seems to say that on page number 2 pretty clearly. In Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, I'll read the language of the Rambam. He says, Nimtzu b'mitzvah zo shnei tzibuyim. Rambam simply reads the pasuk and divides it into two. Sheyase al hakanof anaf yotze mimeno, v'sheyichlov al ha'anaf chut cheles. But how you go about and b'mikayim this mitzvah of psil t'cheles? So that we know is the subject of a big discussion, a big machlokes among the Rishonim. The Shita of Rashi and Taisus and the Rosh writes, I believe, in the Tshuva as well, that you need two chutim of Cheres and two chutim of Lavan. That's what they write very clearly, and that's what the Pasuk says, Hakama Psil to Cheres, meaning the Psil is constituted of two chutim Lavan and two chutim Cheres. Rashi, in Menachos Daf Lamed Tesem Rebeis, the Ve'amasku Posleyu, Rashi has two pshatim over there, but in the second pshat, Rashi explains, when it says in the Pasuk here, Vinosnu Al-Titis HaKona Psil Techeles, Rashi learns that the Krichos Osim Ruban Minat Cheles. But that's the Shita of many Rishonim, that Tuchut Elovam and Tuchut Techeles. The Rambam Shita, Kayadua, has another Shita entirely. The Rambam holds there's only one Chut Shel Cheles. And that obligation of putting the Chut Shel Cheles is based on what? Not the beginning of the pasuk that we read, the Osulam Titis HaKona Psil Techeles, but rather, according to the Rambam, that sivui is going on the krichot, that we are korech the chut at cheles on the chut yalovan. That's what the pasuk says. Namely, v'nosinu al tzitzis hakonov psil techeles. Look at the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Bav on page number 2. You'll see the Lashon Rambam seems to say this explicitly. He writes that the Rambam keser osinu al tzitzis. How do we do that? Matzil mizoviot shel talis. I'm skipping a little bit. Umachnis arba chutin. You string four chutin. The kofla miemtav. You double them. Nimtzu shmona chutin mishuloshim. V'iya echod mishmona chutin chut cheles. V'ashiva levonim. Seven levonim and one chut of cheles. So the Rambam says explicitly, you don't require two chutim of cheles, the way other Rishonim say, but rather one chut of cheles and not more. And not only that, not the entire chut, only chatzi achut shavuat cheles, because if the whole chut was cheles, then you can't have shiva chutim levonim. It would not be possible to have seven chutim levonim. The Rambam is masking of the Rambam. The Rambam over there on page 2 has a stog in the Rambam. He says, toh to zeh, it's a mistake. Ela hashnayim shal cheles vashisha levonim. The Ketanish here on the side, I underlined it, quotes a tshuva of the Rambam to the Chachmi Lunel. And he explains that the Rambam Shita is that only mitzas menachut sabua tcheles, and the rest remains lavan. You don't require tcheles except in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of krichov, v'psil tcheles al chuti alavan. Again, the pasuk says, v'nosnu al tzitzis hakonov psil tcheles. So if a part of the half that sabua tcheles remains after the krichos, you'll have shiva levonim ve'echad shel cheles. That's the right at the end of Halacha Vav. The lo nishar mechelek at cheles klum. So the Rambam says we don't care because the chut, which is karuch, is apparently over min aminyan. Okay, it's not clear what the Rambam's shita is. That's not interesting right now, but I simply want to show you what I think is the pshat in the pasuk. And this seems to be the machlokes of Rishonim over here, very significant machlokes in how to understand the simple pshat in the pasuk. And the Torah says, the Rambam says the pasuk is to be understood pshuto kimashmo. Take a chut of cheles and put it on the chut of lavan, the krichos. So what is the lashon of seal? I would compare it to the lashon of dori kesh upitaltol, namely sadid beigul, a mice of seal, krichos on the tzitzis hakonov on the lavan should be a cheles, and that's what the Rambam writes, and that's also in the tshuva the Chachmi Lunel. But Rashi and Taisus and the Rosh and many other Rishonim say no. The pshat in the pasuk is when it says v'nosnu al tzitzis hakonov psil techeles, it means you have to take two chutim of techeles and be mitzarit them the two chutim of lavan. And the question, of course, according to them is what's the lashon of psil? According to the Rambam, I think it makes more sense. According to Taisus over there, Daflam Tesla of Beis, and Rashi over there as well, has an attempt to try to deal with that. But the fact of the matter is that according to this shita, what is the whole idea of krichos? How do you know shekorchim mitcheles? And ro ruba shel krichos, dafka min atcheles. What's the marker for that? Because the word psil doesn't go on the krichos. According to this shita, gedilim, somehow you also learn that krichos. According to the Rambam, you have a clear pasuk that tells you that krichos adaptim and atcheles. But you begin with the lavan, mitam, hakonav, min konav. You end with the lavan because of malam bakodesh. But all this, I'm simply saying in the following way, that the Rambam Shita, that he counts the din of tzitzis as one mitzvah, because the din of cheles, according to the Rambam, is a tznai in the mitzvah of tzitzis, that I have to take the cheles and put it on the chuti alovam. That is al-kanfe bigdeya. Psil cheles. I have to be korech, the lovon, the chutshot cheles. So it comes out, cheles is not a separate mitzvah by itself. What is the nature of cheles? What is the mitzvah the Torah wants it to do? The cheles is tofel for the chuti alovam. Cheles is a kind of tznai, a kind of condition. And that's what the Rambam Shita is bishlam of the other Rishonim who say you require two chutim of cheles and two chutim of lovon. That's mikra adin. Both have the same status. It's like tzul shayad and tzul shorosh. They're identical. Just like they're two separate mitzvahs, so too lovon and cheles are two separate mitzvahs. They mean tayyad. And the fact that they are not makrim zeh zeh. And the Mishnah already compared both. The Mishnah compared obviously lovon and cheles to the shayad and the shorosh. They're two separate mitzvahs. That's the shita of Rabbi Rishonim. The Rambam says no. The whole din of cheles is a tznai. Is tofel to the lovon, and therefore mitzvah achas yesh bo. What's the mitzvah? Shechuti alovon tzrichim liyot mikurachim mitcheles. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is there should be mikurach mitcheles. But the Rambam, in terms of tefillin, counts it as two separate mitzvahs, because there they're not tofel one to the other. They're two independent entities, two separate items, and they're two separate parshios. Ukshatam osa yadecha v'lo tadav ben enecha mashekem mitzitzis. There's no makom mitcheles b'li lovon. It's a tznai in the mitzvah of chuti alovon. I want to give a mashal of Ma'adav Adayman. We know the Rambam Shita is that the Rambam does not count the din of achilas mara on Pesach and midin on mitzvahs. The problem is, what does it do with the pasuk? A pasuk in Chumash with the Torah says, "Sli eshu matzos amurav yachlu." We know that pasuk is written twice by Pesach Sheni and by Loitzcha. That's what they read, I think, today in Chutz Laretz. We read Shlach, they read Baal Eifcha, if I'm not mistaken. They're a week behind. So then the Pasuk said, Matzah Sheni, Amatzah Zerav Yachlu. So the question is, why isn't it counted as a mitzvah by itself? So there's a famous Rosh in Ariv Sochim, where the Rosh comments that the reason why you need a Kezayis, Achilas Morah, because you make a bracha, Asher Kedishon, Mitzvah Zerav Yivaru, Al Achilas Morah, and the Gemara says, Ein Achila, Chusa the Kezayis. So it means the Raya from the bracha. They make a Morah, that you have to have a Kezayis. So the whole world jumps on this rush, Shagastari and others, that there's a Hekesh Amorah to Matzah, that we know. And by Matzah, you need a Kezayis. It says, Bayer Toku Matzah. So apparently, who did Mamorah? Why does the rush need this Tam, which is a kind of Mimecha Tobi Lachma? He brings you a Tam from left field, that because of the Nusach HaBracha, that you say, Asher Gedishon, Mitzvah Tizbara, Al Chilas Morah, that's why you require a Kezayis. So the Shagastari is a long Arichus. So it's Yadua, and Afarvesh, he used to say over from his grandfather, Rabbi Briska, that we see the Rambam does not count the mitzvah Achilas Morah and the Minyan mitzvahs. And I think also in Perkei of Chamitzah Matzah there as well, the Rambam says, Morah b'zmanazeh the Rabbana. There's a mitzvah of Matzah min HaTorah, Be'er Tochul Matzah, that's a mitzvah same in HaTorah, but Morah is only what the Gemara calls Hesher de Pitzcha. Morah does not count it as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam says very clearly. So the Rambam holds when it says, Al Matzah Sumorah Yachlu, the achila is not a mitzvah by itself. The mitzvah is achilas haPesach. But the tnai is, when I eat the common Pesach, I have to eat matzah morah with the Pesach. But it's tofel for the common Pesach. They have to shout in the pasuk, al matzah morah im yochlu, and therefore have chayim pakim, that if a person would eat a kezayis Pesach with a chatzizayis matzah and a chatzizayis morah, he's the kind of mitzvah of achilas haPesach. When it comes to the mitzvah of matzah, there's the mitzvah same in the Torah, a separate line item. But by Morah, there is no such pasuk. You don't even listen to Kezayis. And therefore, the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Achilas Morah as the mitzvah of Me'atzvah and the Minyan mitzvah. And that's how he's the Yashay, the Kasha, the Shagasariyeh, that the Hekesh of Matzah Morah is only the Gabi, the Din of Matzah that said in the pasuk, Achilas Pesach of Matzah Morah Gechul, but not to the mitzvah of Matzah that the Torah says, Ba'er Toku Matzah. And that's why the Rambam counts the Minyan mitzvah. So since the Hekesh of Morar is only to the matzah of the din of Achilas Pesach, and that does not require Kezayis. So it comes out basically the whole idea of Morar is completely tofel to the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, and that's why the Rosh says that only because of Nusach HaBracha Halachias Maror, therefore we require Kazayas. But the Chiv Achila, that you require Kazayas, no such concept. That's why the Rambam doesn't count it in Minyan Amitzis. So I'm only trying to show you a mashal, use that as an analogy, and now extrapolate back over here to our issue. Any mitzvah which is only a t'nai, any mitzvah which is tussle to another mitzvah, is not going to be counted in Minyan Tayyat. And so too, that's the Rambam Shita, when the Pasuk says, Nosnu al titis akonah psil techeles, and the Torah is telling you, this is a t'nai that is tussle l'chuti alonah. It's like they did a murder b'achilas ha-pesach. Just like murder is tussle b'achilas ha-pesach, here also the same thing. That's why it's not counted as two separate mitzvahs. And therefore the Rambam counts the mitzvah sits as one mitzvah in minyan mitzvahs. And with this, I would like to be masbir the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Ches. You take a look at Perek Beis Halacha Ches on page number 2. So the Lashon of Rambam is the following. He writes on the underlined section. Hoysa atalas kula tcheles. Hoysa loven shalom mishar tivonim. If a talus is completely constituted of cheles, so what do you do? Even the lavan is made mishat tzivonim. And the Rambam goes on, b'koyrech ha'kol chutech ha'tcheles, k'derech sh'reisim mishat tzitzio she'enam tzuim. So this Rambam is very difficult. The Gemara Menachos and the Mouth of Rebeg, the Gemara says that talus shekula tcheles, we know that language for the Lashon of Rashi and Pasuk Korach. But the Lashon of the Gemara in Menachos, of talus and kula tcheles, the Gemara says over there, maybe tcheles v'davar acher. Rashi says, maybe tcheles shnei chutim l'shem tcheles, v'davar acher l'shem lavan. And even though the tcheles has to be min kanof, but the other two minim are required because of rov taliso. Tcheles over there says because of zekelim v'adeim. Anyway, you see from all that, that really it's enough to make all four of them tcheles. If not for the reason, means if you make four of them tcheles, you're yotze because of the concern of the kelim aveil, the mitzvah is not going to become possible. So Bishlam Makod Rashi in Tosfos that we understand by all talisos, if you put all four of them tcheles, even though it's not min kanof yotze, kol shkenim it's min kanof, still the yotze. But according to the Rambam, and the Rambam says b'tal shikula tcheles, and you're mechuyif to go ahead and put lavan mishat tzivonim, only once kula tcheles. So why is it not sufficient that all of them should be tcheles? It's min kanof. But according to what we're saying now, it makes a lot of sense. According to the Rambam, the ikur chiyuv of tcheles is tofel. The chiyuv of tcheles is a tznai, the chuti aloven, to make krichos aloven. That's the din. You're supposed to be correct the tcheles aloven. And then you can make all of them tcheles. And that would also probably explain the Lashon Hara, which I can't go into right now. But the question is, what does the Rambam do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah in Menachos that we started with, aloven in the market is not tcheles. According to Rashi, according to Tosfos, according to the Rosh, that they understand where you have two chutei tcheles, if I take all four of them tcheles, I'm also yotze. But according to the Rambam, if the ikav din of tcheles, as I said, is completely tofel to the lavan, and when there's no lavan, then there's no tcheles, so you can't say you're going to take only tcheles. What does it mean, halavan, einam ha'akim es ha'tcheles? So you'll take a look again on page 2 in Perek Aleph, Halacha David. I think that perhaps we can understand it. The Lashon Rambam there is v'atcheles, Perek Aleph Halacha Daled, page number 2. Batcheles in the Machim is Alavon, Balavon in the Machim is Atcheles. Keta, Arei She'en Lo Tcheles, Ose Lavon Levado. Vechenim also Lavon with Tcheles, you have Lavon and Tcheles, V'nifsek Alavon, V'nismayit Arakona, V'nisha Atcheles Levado Kosher. So the Ram, notice, is very careful to make a distinction. In the beginning when the Ram comes to explain Atcheles in the Machim is Alavon, he says, Keta, Arei She'en Lo Tcheles, Ose lavan levado. If you have no tcheles, what do? You make only lavan. But then when it comes to explain the other side, halavan in the makom is tcheles, he doesn't say only make tcheles. But what does he say? The chenin maso lavan with tcheles v'nisak halavan v'smai v'nishar hatcheles levado kosher. So the Rambam, in effect, is telling us that it's impossible to take only tcheles because tcheles is only a seal. We are korech. As I said, we take a chut of tcheles, and we are korech that chut of tcheles around the chut ha'lovan. The way he explains also here in Halach above. So what does it mean, ha'lovan in the makaris ha'tcheles? Means everything was done properly, and you made lovan of tcheles, and then the chutim ha'lovan were nifsak ara krichos. That chelek of the chut ha'lovan that was nichrach, the chut ha'tcheles remains. So somehow the tcheles still has what to lean on, as it were. And even though the lavan is not perceptible, michutz akrichos, all the tchelet is seen, but it's still kasha. Because initially it was lavan and tchelet, and both of them were seen, and therefore now it's kasha, even though the only thing that appears is the tchelet alone. That's what it means. Halavan eina ma'akir et tchelet. As a matter of fact, even in halacha hey, I would suggest that as well. The Rambam says there, again on page 2, Ba'alovich talosh yish ba'alovan et tchelet, oshteim ke'echad, harikiyim mitzatzei achas. Masha for the Rambam, when he says, if you put on a talos, it has lavan o tchelet. What does it mean o tchelet? Sounds like only tchelet. But that's not the pshat, because tchelet alone is impossible according to the Rambam Shita. But the Rambam's kabbalah is, the way he explained in Halacha Dalit, that the lavan remains from under the krichos of tchelet, but it's not nireh, michutz krichos. So it appears only to be a psil tchelet, the krichos. That's what it means. O tchelet, shenireh rak chut tchelet. And yet it's kosher. You're kind of mitzvah tzitzis. But again, the question is why the Rambam quote this halacha here in halacha hey. But I'm saying again that the Rambam is really, that this deal was only said in halacha dalit. And why does it again, the Rambam repeat it? So it could very well be again, why there's a famous hadvarim that already needs to be examined, but I think the Yisod HaDvarim that I said according to the Rambam is correct. So I just want to be, just add one or two elements to this entire discussion. The Ramban, in the beginning of the Pasha and Shlach, and take a look at the Ramban on page number 1, he points out that when the Torah is marich very much regarding tzitzis, it's really the focus is, as we saw earlier, Leman Tiskiru. And what does that refer to? Says the Ramban, b'chut ha-tcheles. The Ramban then goes on to have a discussion, a Kabbalistic discussion regarding b'chut ha-tcheles. We're all familiar with the Chazal that the Gemara says in the Nachas that tcheles domu the rakia, yab domu the tcheles domu the rakia, the tchila, and the rakia actually is domu the kisi ha-kabal. After all, Reji always used to comment on this Gemara, and he pointed out that tcheles, which the Gemara says is like the lightness of the sea of the heavens, but basically it focuses our thoughts on the mysteries of creation, on the Bria of Hashem Yisbarach, which elude our precise understanding. Obviously, the seas and the heavens are boundless. They're beyond our reach. They encompass all the abstract elements, all the transcendent elements of the universe, our metaphysical quest, our efforts to rise above the earthly matters, the temporal matters, and obviously we're talking about heavenly elements which are, as I said, have an infinite nature to them, and unquestionably this element is somehow bound up with Zechira, this element of Cheles. And if you look on page number 3, there's a famous Gemara in Menachos that we're all familiar with, the story of someone who traveled over the seas. And his interest was clearly not one of Tahara. And the Gemara describes in the case of the person who wanted to consort with the Zona, and then the Tzitzis Tifchaloy Alponov. And that ended that entire yachas between himself and her. And not only that, but she herself, as a result, also became a Gioris. So it's amazing how the Tzitzis Shemetapachas Alponov of that individual somehow had this unbelievable impact. This idea that Mishchadim is called Mitzvah Hashem V'Asisim Osam. The Farshim point out that Pasha V'Shlach has in it, at the end of the Pasha, three mitzvahs that are shokol connected to kol mitzvahs. Mitzvah number 1 is Avodah Zarah. Mitzvah number 2 is Shabbos, or Pasha Mekoshe, Shetzin, whether it's Ma'amer, Tolesh, Mavadalam, Shusarabim, whatever it may be. And finally, the Mitzvah Tzitzis. All these are shokol Kineged Kol HaMitzvahs. But there is also another mitzvah that Shokol Kineged Kol HaMitzvahs. We're all familiar with it, and that is Eretz Yisrael. It's Shokol Kineged Kol HaMitzvahs. That's the entire Pasha of Shlach. The whole Pasha of Shlach Leveraglim underscores the fact that Eretz Yisrael is Shokol Kineged Kol HaMitzvahs, and then we have these three at the end. And each one has what the Rambam calls Inyan Echad. It's Inyan Echad to Eretz Yisrael, Inyan Echad to Avodah Zarah, which is the aside of everything, Inyan Echad to Shabbos, Rashi writes to Chulin. Asalvej used to stress this in the Shiurim, that a mumar to Shabbos is a mumar called Torah Kula, and then we have the mitzvah tzitzis. Uschatem is called mitzvah Hashem v'asisim osam. Somehow the schira that's embedded in the mitzvah tzitzis is remarkable. And it can bring a person to such a hakara as the Sugya Menachah describes. And on page number 3, you have a number of well-known discussions in halacha. Does a person keep their tzitzis out? Do not keep their tzitzis out? Rav, the Rav in Tel Aviv, Zegatag Livracha, Aser Lecharav, a very beautiful set of svarim. So the Rachaim David Alevi, Zegatag Livracha. So he has a whole tshuva where he wrote, this is machlokes between Chachmi Ashkenaz and Chachmi Sfarad, or if you will, Chachmi Anigma and Chachmi Anista. The Mekubalim held that the tzitzis should be kept inside, should not be placed outside. The Chafetz Chaim is a famous language in Mishnah Berurah. He speaks about, just like a person who has a insignia of Hashem Yisbarach or of a king is going to proudly portray it, so too this insignia of Hashem Yisbarach should be proudly portrayed. But this is a Yadua, a machlokes between the Chachmi Anigma and the Chachmi Anistar. My Rabbeim essentially did not keep their tzitzis out, and I was able to learn by number of Gedolei Yisrael, but they kept it in the loop of their trousers, and it was actually reasonable, so you could actually see it in the loop of the trousers, but it wasn't completely portrayed. But the Yisod had tzitzis, as you can see, as the Mechaber writes on page number 3, the Mechaber said, the Siman Ches, Ika Mitzvah Talos Kod, the Love Show, Abagadah Gleishit Tomid, Yireyu V'yizkor HaMitzvahs. That this is the Inyan Echad of Zechira, is embedded here. The same idea is also found in the Chav Dalet, in the Mechaber as well, where again he stresses this notion, people are medaktek, with histakal, but tzitzit, when they say a risim or so, and they even put them al ha'inayim, u'minag yofer, u'chimu ve'mitzvah, and the Ramah said that those who are menashik the tzitzit, that's not the minag agrua. The minag agrua is to hold on to the tzitzit in the pasha, Kriyashma, when one says vayomer, one is holding on to the tzitzit, one does not menashik them, and one does not kiss them, one does not touch them, it might be a shadow of a hesek. But the whole idea of the histaklus is the way the Mishnah Berurah explains over there on page number 3 in Chaf Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah alludes to that Gemara Menachos that I mentioned a moment ago. Leman tiftu v'yisim kedoshim. The avogad the whole shah mitzvahs aim by zos hasdula la'tzila v'yetzer hara tzitzis on this. Somehow tzitzis have the ability that a person has this overwhelming sense of the boundlessness of Hashem Yisbarach, especially as I said in the context of the tcheles, and that tcheles really connects us to Hashem Yisbarach. The Rashba and the Tshuva on the bottom of page 3, and this will end, the Rashba connects actually the Inyan Tzitzis from the word in the Pasuk, Meitzis Menacharakim, peering through the lattices. And he writes, Sheyabi Ta'odah Machriso, Biyabi Ma'aretz, a person should, as a result of looking at the Tzitzis, should develop a tremendous insight, namely, Keneged Abra Rucha Sa'olam, Shelo Yuchal Histate Meyom Adin. The person might think that maybe I can somehow escape the Yom HaDin, escape the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells you there's no escape. That a person, in effect, and he goes through a discussion of the Yetzer Hara, but he connects the tzitzit to the idea of Meitzit Min HaCharakim. Ribbono Shel Olam is literally everywhere, and as a result, that omnipresence of Hashem Yisbarach, which is embedded in the idea of the Tcheles, that should be a Hakara recognition that all of us should develop, all of us should nurture. We have to constantly recognize that we are literally constantly in the presence of the Shina, and that's what the tzitzis comes to underscore. That's what Mishnah Berurah ends in Siman Ches over there on page 3. He quotes from Chazal, Hazoya b'mitzvah tzitzis, zolcha b'ruah p'nei Hashina. And Mishnah Berurah mentions from Tanakh, he said, you see, that Yehudim she'isharo v'eis keit yu mitzuyonim b'mitzvah zeis. Because looking at Tanakh, this is the mitzvah that we're going to be dafka, the dafkigim, and be zochet to before the ikus of the Mashiach, during the time of Mashiach. Halavai, we should be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzit, and not just the nice mitzvah, but recognize uschadim es kol mitzvah Hashem v'asis l'malsam. Let this be a zechira for us that we are standing in the presence of Hashem 24/7. Let's not be masiach das from Hashem Yisbarach for a moment, and be'ez Hashem Yisbarach to be zochet. All of us, individually and collectively, call yourself the Kabbal Pnei Mashiach Tikenu, Meir Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.